The Performing Arts Project is a nonprofit formed by a group of educators and entertainment industry professionals to help prepare the next generation of performers for careers on Broadway. The New York-based organization provides instruction in acting, dancing, and singing to students ages 16 to 24. Students from 21 states, as well as Canada, New Zealand, and Mexico, auditioned to be part of this year's program. Many of them are on campus at Wake Forest University for the next 3 weeks. They are receiving intensive training sessions this summer to develop new skills and find out who they are as artists, but they are also learning how they can serve the community through their talents. Dakota Mackey-McGee is a recent graduate of Webster University. She has been a member of the group for 3 years and enjoys every second of it.
One of our missions is to reach back out to the community and give back in the only way that we can at the moment, which is through the gifts that we've been given. We wanted to be able to touch as many different kinds of community service things as we could. So this was our chance to do this side of it.
Students in the Performing Arts Project recently visited 5 nonprofits in Winston-Salem: Brenner Children's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House, ABC of NC, the Williams Center, and the Bethesda Center downtown. The Bethesda Center is a shelter for people who have an emergency housing issue. Peggy Galloway is the executive director of the organization. The center provides support services that help their clients become more independent. Galloway says the Performing Arts Project gives people a chance to see how art can inspire others, even during the toughest times.
It does add some diversity to their day. Also, we had people in the audience that can sing, and they were singing along. One of our guest members actually led a song with them. And so I think having people come in from outside of the homeless community is really, really helpful to people. Now, it's a form of awareness also for the people that come in the community, because if you aren't familiar with homelessness and the issues that comes with that, and you don't know the face of a person who may be homeless, well, this is the place where they can come and they can see what homelessness really means and the impact of it.
The skies of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me.
Jordan Pujala is a junior at Texas State University and a native from Chicago. She has been a member in the group for 2 years. She says the experience is teaching her that it's not just how well you perform, but how you reach your audience.
Because it teaches people how to reach out, how to connect with people and how to connect with each other and to find a greater purpose in art. Because a lot of the times we can become focused on the art we're doing and make it about the quality of our work rather than what we can do with it. So what the performing arts tries to do is make people feel comfortable, make them feel like enough, and inspire them to be the best people they can be. That way they can take that into the work they do and try to change the world through art.
Meanwhile, organizers hope the project will inspire other community members to volunteer and share their talents with local nonprofits. For more information about the Performing Arts Project, visit our website at wfdd.org. Anissa Morgan, 88.5 WFDD News.